The Satemis refers to the Medrash in the beginning of our Parsha. Parsha begins with Yemer Hashem El Avram, Lachmucha, Me'artucha, Me'belavtucha, Me'beisavicha, El Horet Asher Areka. The Medrash says that the Yitzchok Potach, Potach in Tehillim, is a reference to Avram Avinu, leaving everything behind. Shem'i Vas, listen to good advice, listen to Musa, Uri'i, and see the right path. Vati Azneich, and turn your ears to hear the message of Hashem. Shechzi Ameich, forget your own, formerly own people. Uvei Sadiq, and your father's home, and your entire legacy, as you think you are a continuation of Terach, and where Terach comes from, but you're not. So therefore, leave it all behind, and go forth. Lech Lecho, Yaretzchom, Lartuchom, Uvei Sadiqa, Elorat Hashadrek, to where I will show you. And that pasuk in Tehillim continues, as we read toward the bottom of this paragraph, if you do that, if you follow the message and leave your own beginnings, your own formative foundations behind, the Yis'av HaMelech Yafyeich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want and desire your beauty, Kihu Adonayich, Yishtach Adiloi. Hevei, that is the context in which Vayemer Hashem El Avram Lech Lecha. But in the middle of this all, in terms of what moved Avram, third line of the Medrash, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mashal la'Echad shehaya eiver mimakom lamakom, very well known Medrash. The mashal of someone who's traveling, he's going from place to place, v'ra'av bira akas derlekes, she's a large complex, a whole castle, if you will, a flame, it's burning down. Amar, and Avram Avinu says, like this person who watches this, castle burning down, and he says, "Taimar shahabir zo below manti." You mean to say there's no one who's in charge of this palace? Palace is burning to the ground. I should see people running in all directions, bringing the bucket brigade, put out the fire. I see nobody. How can that be? Most beautiful palace is burning down to the ground. Is there no baal habira? Is there nobody in charge? Koch. Similarly. The Fishahaya Avinu Avraham Aymer. Avraham Avinu was saying, Tarma Shaha'ilum Hazebulai Mati. Can it be that this entire world, this magnificent universe, has no one directing it? He sits Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at him very pointedly. Vamar Lai Ani Hu Ba'al Ha'ilum. You're right. There is a Ba'al Ha'ilum. There is a master of this entire world. And I care very, very much. That's the message. So the question is, what exactly is this mashal of this beautiful palace that's burning down? And how does it connect to the end of that pasuk in Tehillim, V'yistav HaMelech Yafyeich? Leave everything that you've been brought up upon, everything you've believed in until now. Leave it all behind. Listen instead and follow the path that you should hear and see and follow. El Ordes Asher Areka. And then, V'yistav HaMelech Yafyeich, Baruch Hu will be so desirous of your beauty. How does Avram's response asking, is there no one who cares about this magnificent palace that's burning down to the ground? What does that have to do with Hashem saying to him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to love and be so appreciative of your beauty? What's going on here? Let's see the Sfas inside. Tough Reish Lamech, beginning of the piece, he quotes the Medrash, Shem Yivaz, V'shichri Yamechu Ve'Savich, Perish, ki Avram Avinu teino. The idea of a palace burning down is that this magnificent world is not just in danger, it's literally on fire. Look how much is wrong with the world and what people are doing. Ki Avram Avinu teino, eich haber yisbarach meiniach es harishoim abeid olama. How can it be? Kodesh Baruch Hu, let this happen. It's just a few days after the Dor HaFlog, which was just a few days after the Dor HaMabul, and it's all happening again, and the world's literally going up in one big conflagration. Where are you? How can you let this happen? How can one do something? Isn't there a Baal HaBira? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a very pointed look and says, hits it, a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, yeah, ani hu Baal HaOlam. V'heshiva ki hu hatzadik sheha'olam Kayem Allah. The answer, the Medrash says, is in that last half of the pasuk in Tehillim Mem Hei. V'yistav haMelech Yafyeich is Hashem turns to him and says, you're worried about all the ugliness and everything that's being destroyed by Rishayim, but what you will build and the beauty that you're going to install into the world and into humanity, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm relying on it. That's what I'm depending upon. I'm depending upon you to, so to speak, put out the fire. I'm not going to have them all over again. I've done everything I can. I've promised them, and I have a bris that I'm not going to bring another marble, and I already did what I had to do in order to bring Nimrod down, and then you will help me in Tishem in the war of the four kings and the five kings, Avraham Avinu. But if you follow the ways that you have begun to follow, if you're on that path, El Eretz Asher Areka, then V'yisav HaMelech Yafiech, your beauty, meaning your righteousness, will set man straight. And all the horrors of Avodah Zarah, and all of that which, that kind of terrible, superstitious way of life and of living, and all of the ways in which it destroys the society, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we're trying now to show the world that we're better than a very destructive, horrible society, than a society that's full of savagery. And you know it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is so important. So why should it be that there are so many Rishayim? So it's almost like the famous story of the fellow who's, you know, comes from a shtetl and he goes to visit a great uncle in Berlin, and he asks how many Yidden there are in Berlin, and he says there are 35,000 Yidden. Wow, 35,000 Berlin. How many Gentiles are there in Berlin? And he says there are 1,300,000 over a million Gentiles. Why do you need so many Shabbos? The world is centered on Yidden, so like, why do I need? So Svasana says a fascinating thing. That's to bring out your beauty, to make that contrast so bold for everyone to see. Evil, good. Evil, good. I'm pointing one side of the room, Khalilah. I don't mean. No, Khalilah. You know? Evil, good. It's not Haitachrein. That the world, yes. The world needs clarity. The world needs a clear picture. We see it now. We're living through it mamash. How difficult it is for average people, if there's such a thing. When it comes to attitudes toward Yidden, I don't know if you could say average people when it comes to judging what's good, what's right, what's wrong, especially when Yidden are involved. But how can it be that there's such a skewed view on the part of so many millions of people? That's it. That's what it is. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu is, you are going to be so markedly different that you are going to be the Yafyech, the beauty of what man could and should be, and it'll be in such stark contrast to everybody else. And that's the Eschol HaGadol. And one more point, and this is from Tav Reish Lamed Hey. A very important Svasemis. I didn't copy it here, but I'll read you the words very briefly. Avraham Avinu wanted Lahatois Kol Habruim Elov Yisbarach. Avraham said, big picture, look, the palace is burning. Let me save the whole palace. The world is making itself harsh, and it's put out fire. Every fire. We've got to save all of mankind. And we're going to make it all good. All the people in the world should come, should become, and be, and grow, and be right. And, you know, we're going to save the world, literally. But he doesn't mean it, you know, like we're saying it now, euphemistically or sarcastically. He means mamish to save mankind. And I have to be part somehow. I'm going to have to do it all myself. There's a fire in the third story, second story, the first story, the east wing, the west wing, and in the middle of the whole place is up. I got to go try to put out all the fire. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him, no. Hashem Yisbarach Amar Lo, Lech Lecha. You just do yours. Ve'eschov. And from you, that all will happen. You want the whole world, in the words he uses in Tav Reish Lamed Hey, Avraham Avinu wanted Kinochem Yaislu Yais Kol Ha'olam Miuchad Melav Yisparach, bring all of the creation to be unified with Hashem Yisparach, the way it's supposed to be. As we say, Yisdarach Tzadayim. Hashem Yisparach Heralai, but Hashem shows him, Nochem Yaisel Yais Uman Nifcheres. Hashem Yisparach says to him, no. It's a very good idea. As we would say in learning, it's a gewaldige havamim. But the right way is going to be that there be one ummah nivcheret, one chosen people, an am segula nivcheres lo yisbarach, chosen to be in service of Him al tzad hayoyser tov, as best as a people can be, and then that will have the effect it will have to have on the rest of mankind. And on that basis, we can see now that nevertheless, but why have so many rishayim? Why do you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seem to like just leave it alone and let it be, and think that, well, eventually in the long view, Am Yisrael will have its good effect and teach monotheism and teach, you know, decency and teach civility. You know, just as an aside, he wasn't a stupid guy. Somebody once asked Gandhi what he thought of Western civilization. He said, "It's a good idea. We're seeing it. Mamish seeing it. It's a good idea. Let's try it, maybe, yeah? Because we have not yet really come to where civilization needs to be. That's a good idea." So Avram Avinu says, we have to be metaken everything. We have to change the world. Put out the whole fire. Yeah, we're going to put out the fire. But first, we're going to build Am Yisrael. And then we're going to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's going to make for a different world. Why all these Rishayim? So that, in contrast, they will make you look so good. They will cause you and your goodness to shine so that good will now be appreciated. It's always the case that something that's of great quality is appreciated much more and noted for its qualities when contrasted to something that's so lacking. And then he says an unbelievable thing. He says, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes such delight in tzaddikim and in the way they are so different from the Rishoyim, that gives Rishoyim their purpose. They are like that beautiful, beautiful flower amongst the thorns. That's why the thorns continue to be granted existence. That's their purpose. Kilu the Svasanis is saying that they're doing their job. Their job is to be as evil as they are, so that we should not only not be like that, but that we, in contrast, should be mamash lehefech. Lehefech. You know, it's hard to relate to it, but there was an elderly woman who was one of the captives by Aleinu, and a few nights ago we saw that for whatever reason she was released, and when she was handed over, she turned to the, I don't know how to describe him. He's this Gentile, this Arab who probably a savage just like the others, and he turned back to, he was handing her over to the Red Cross people, and he turned toward her with a hand and said, "Salam." Her husband's still being held, and she knows what's been done, but she can't but be a human being and wish peace and against all hope say that there should be peace even with them. It's flabbergasting, but when we take it in the context of that's a Yiddish woman, that's a Yiddish frog. She cannot but be a Gemelus Chassadim and a seeker and an Ayyavis Shalom and a Ayyavis Abrius. She can't but, she can't help it. That's her nature, even in these circumstances. But that's, wow, right? That's the contrast. And that's what it is. The whole Bira, the whole palace is burning to the ground. And you want to go directly, put out that fire. You just be Am Yisrael. You just be the good, kind, correct, Baalei Amuna, Oyvdei Hashem Yisbarach, that you have to be, and then the world will have, it will have. I have so many famous stories. There was a number of people who were seen next to their bunk bed, davening in the concentration camps, spending a few minutes. They didn't have towels and tefillin, but just they could be seen in the morning saying brachas and davening a little. And after what they've gone through and what they continue to suffer through, with no end of that pain and suffering in sight, and death literally around the corner for them all, and someone's davening, and someone said to such a person, "What are you saying?" He said,
Birchas HaShachar.
Birchas HaShachar?
You're thanking us for what are you saying? What are you saying? What can you possibly be davening for? Or saying thanks to Hashem for here? In this alternative world. That's what it was. It wasn't life as we understand it, or a world that we could comprehend. It wasn't even a Gehenna. It was worse than any kind of a Gehenna we could ever theorize about. What are you saying? What kind of blessing? So you know what he answered? It's Baruch Atah King Melech Shaloi Asani Goy. I can say that now, he says, with more kavana than it could ever be said before. And we too, we're living through a time where we have to see that's what our role is. Our role is, no matter what, maintain a certain sense of who we are and how difficult it may be, but the world is watching, and they will know, and they will see great things. And they are seeing great things. Kindness, and goodness, and morality. V'hinei, Avraham Avinu, Allah v'shalom, tikein kol habri. He continues in this piece, and he says, Avraham Avinu brought about that all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world should be known and felt in its connection to him. Shehiknil HaKadosh Baruch Hu shamayim v'aretz. In a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not seen, known, as connected to this world at all. He says to Melech Tzedayim, Harimaisi Yadi El Hashem Kel Elyon Koine Shamayim Baris. Major war, major conflict. And who has the spoils of war? Tenli HaNefesh V'Rachush Kach Lo. What will you have? What will you have? We'll give out to those who were in battle, and we give them what they deserve, and we split the spoils of war, and all of this is going on. And you know what? Avraham Avinu says, how are you? It's nothing. It's not mine. It's not yours. Everybody's the other El Hashem Ker Elyon Koine Shamayim V'aretz. It's all him. He continues and he says another important point, and this is how he began this piece. That everything will ultimately happen from the bracha that will come through Am Yisrael, meaning through Zera Avraham. Why does he have to tell him, everybody is going to be blessed because of you? That's right. It's a responsibility. He wants Avram to know, ki hakol toli boy. It all depends on you, Am Yisrael. Yidden, what you do, what you say, how you daven, what you believe, what you think, that's going to change worlds. And it begins with Avraham Avinu. He says, yeah, you want to run and put out the whole fire? You're going to put out the fire. You know how? You're going to build your family. Zera Avraham. You're going to be, like the Pasuk says, Ki yedati v'mani, yashev yitzavet es bonav es beisei achro v'shomru derech Hashem la'asoy tzedaka u'mishpat. That's your job. But you should know that it's a big responsibility. Hakol tolui boy. So that's why I want to bless the world, but it's through you. So therefore, va'avarcham mevarachecha. V'shehu hatzadik shakol mizbarachim ba'avudai. You, Avram, and your children are the tzaddikim, are the righteous ones, through whom all bracha and shefa flows to you, and then to the world. And then he says, furthermore, and this, of course, is an important concept, that nothing Avraham Avinu did took place in a vacuum. It's not just that he did the mitzvahs. He was a trailblazer. Everything Avraham Avinu did when he did the mitzvahs makes it possible for us to do the mitzvah with the quality of Avraham Avinu. Can we do a mitzvah? Can you daven the way Avraham davens? The answer is yes. Can you approach? Can I approach? I should, keeping Shabbos. I mean, Mekadosh Nesha Shabbos, the way Avraham Avinu was Mekadosh Nesha Shabbos, the answer is yes. Not just because he shows the way, but because he created and built and started certain energy that I now similarly can also do the mitzvah in that way with him, alongside him, so to speak. This aspect, on this part of the Sfas will look on the other side of the page, at a little bit of a Kedushas Levi of the Berditchev. Avraham Avinu didn't do anything for himself. We just have studied how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, it's not just going to begin with you. It begins with you like a seed, and everything comes from the seed. Everything stems from that. Everything continues. And everything is rooted in you. Am Yisrael is rooted in you, Avraham Avinu. All of us were, so to speak, a part of him when Avraham Avinu did all his mitzvahs and did all his ma'asim tovim. His life was our life. So the Rebbe Tshuva says, when he did all this avoda on the left side, in Parshas Vayera, in Ziriyah Maskel, Hashem Amar, Amachasa Animi Avraham, about 7 or 8 lines from the top, Va'oy, Nitzmach Toiva, from everything that Avraham Avinu does so splendidly, a tremendous good result. Me'ha'avdus she'asa, derech slulo, dorach slulo lezara. He makes a path that his children can follow, lezara achrov, she'yuchlu lahasiv sichlius ha'mitzvahs. They can now do mitzvahs with a tremendous amount and an intense, intelligent embrace of what the mitzvah is accomplishing, with tremendous accomplishments and kavanas and connectivity to him and to all the various from him to ours. The other day, I looked up in the backyard in the little garden, and I see the grass, not even grass, it's synthetic. And I see a line, a deep line, a crevice in the grass. I have no idea what it is. I go up close and I take a look. Ants. Ants. Not one ant, two, three, four ants going back and forth does not make a crevice in the grass. But, you know how many, a couple of 100,000 back and forth, you know, and there it is. And there it is. A deep crevice in this. Yidden doing mitzvahs, we do them together. And we make that big, big difference in the world and in all the worlds together that way. Says the Bradishiva, that when Avraham Avinu got that started, he did it with an energy that now can be ours. We want, think, feel, and recognize that, and take that up with us as we come before Hashem and do a mitzvah, and daven Ma'ariv, and do our Avodas HaKodesh, and be with Chabal Shabbos. Everything done with that fire that was lit by Avraham Avinu. It's been done already. And we're not just, you know, continuing, but we're actually doing it with that with which Avram did it. B'tzavstam im Avram. It was done with B'tzavstam. B'tzavstam means unified with Avram, because Avram was with us. Avram didn't just represent us. Avram's energy was that we should follow him. That was all he wanted. That was the tzek. That was the whole chutzah of Avram Avinu. It was not just for him, but Laman Hashayitava, as Banav, as Basit, Afro, Vishamru, Derev Hashem, Vasis, Tzakum. So therefore, Ashabakal, Kalasid, Mishro, Lachal, Lahoitzi, Adam, Mikar, Kalapoya. That's why we are able to accomplish so much with the mitzvahs that we do. Because we are able to become a part of and be a continuum of that which was done by Derev before us, including Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But that's what Cheshbar Hu is saying, that as Cholagoy God, I'm making you into something very special. And those who will follow you, and all of your people, the Goy Gadol begins with you, and that Goy Gadol is going to make all the difference in the world for the sake of all of mankind. That Goy Gadol will eventually displace all the Choshech, all the darkness, everything that's Tunkel and everything that's wrong and everything that's Chalila Tamek, and instead will come Kedusha and Tahara and Chiyus and life and goodness and connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yehuda Yisbaruch that Avram wanted will happen through Am Yisrael and Mirtz Hashem. We should see HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us, and Taka, the defeat of evil and darkness should be seen and witnessed by us in Meherah.
Amen. 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 That's